30 seconds. First, I want to be very grateful to the brothers for allowing me to put this evening together. I feel like I'm with people who do not only make Aliyah, but they're also people who want to continue to be the Aliyah. And it's very warming to be a favor in here. The Rabbi Farshel is here with us to speak to you.
First of all, I want to give a shukran to Avaya for arranging the evening. And like Avaya said, we all are B'nai Aliyah. We all came from the Kutlars to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael has a very precious thing to offer. Says Zahav HaOretz Toyu. Says the gold of Israel is the best gold in the world. The Medrash says, what's the gold? The gold of Israel. And Torah can turn to Eretz Yisrael. Learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael is something different than anywhere else in the world. There's a bigger Rav, maybe some of you heard him, Rabbi Gutzman, was Rav in Vilna, an American, and he came over here. He was one of the Gedolim, he knew all of the Shas, all the Shulchan Aruch. And when he came to Israel, he said, he wrote a letter to one of his friends, there's something different over here. So, we all like to take the advantage of the situations that we're in, and it's wonderful to see that all those that come tonight want to take advantage as best as they can. We'll hear from the different Magidim Shiurim, but the Baruch Hashem's place, this program is called Yeshiva Sakura. Why Yeshiva? It's called Beit Medrash, Shiurim. Yeshiva is a concept that, according to Chazal, was instituted first by no other than Avram Avinu. Says Avram Avinu Zokin the Yeshiva in the Gemara. He sat in the Yeshiva. The Yeshiva means a place, not just for popping in and popping out, but for the time you're there, even if it's a short period of time, but when you're there, you're there. You're Yeshiva. Not just you're hopping something in between other things. And when you have that atmosphere of yeshiva, and have your bayin that are here, not just to get you past the page, but to help you really understand and connect to it, it becomes a very, very powerful event in one's life. It changes one's life and makes everything better. Everything in life becomes better. From the way things go at home and the way we appreciate things in life, and move on to learning itself, it takes another dimension. We'll be hearing from the different Magidim Shurim. Each one of them is a very big Talmid Chacham. They know how to give it over and how to make the learning experience something that you connect to and you grow from. I remember one of the big Rosh Hashivas in the Baal Tshuva movement told me, he taught the students that they went to college, one of them came to him, and after he heard his shiur, he said, Rabbi, I never knew that you're supposed to understand it. But obviously, the other way around. We're supposed to understand it. And I don't know, if you don't understand, you can ask questions. You have a rabbi that will help you understand it. And we go with such an approach that if someone can understand, if we grow from, we'll connect to it, we'll enjoy it, it will affect us, and it will be good for everybody. So I give a prayer to everybody here, and all those who are not here also, that all of us who are coming from all over the world to Eretz Yisrael, to be able to take advantage of this special opportunity and grow from it, and feel the process. It says, you get a broken this world, I can't get in this world, I can't get in this world.